Hi, I'm David Murphy and I'm talking this morning with Eric Wasserman, who is co-founder and general manager EMEA and APAC at MediaMath. Eric, good morning.
Good morning, David.
So, Eric, for the benefit of our readers and listeners who are not familiar with MediaMath, just give us a quick introduction to the company, if you will, please.
Certainly. So MediaMath develops digital marketing technology for marketers. And that marketing technology enables marketers to connect with consumers individually and at scale across many digital media channels.
Okay, so just put a bit of flesh on that. It's going to embrace the web, it's going to embrace mobile. How does what you do work in practice?
Absolutely. So at core, the trend in digital media is enabling marketers to communicate with their customers and to learn progressively about the patterns and behaviors of those customers in order to inform how best to acquire new customers. So the first step in that is reckoning with masses of data about current customers, and then extrapolating information about those customers for the rest of the market. So once that information is in a centralized place, the goal then is to begin communicating with those customers across digital media channels. So those certainly include display media, they include video, they include mobile and social channels. So the software that we have created enables marketers to match information about their customers with opportunities to get relevant messaging in front of those customers across media channels.
And also built into that, the ability to go out and find people who aren't currently customers, but who behave in the same way and look like the current customers.
That's right. That practice of finding new customers is certainly challenging, of course, for many businesses. I think it's important to recognize the scale of the media opportunities that exist in the marketplace today. The denominations are in the billions. So in the UK alone, for example, just in the display advertising channel, we saw 70 billion with a B, billion impressions available or advertising opportunities available in only the last 30 days. So with that kind of scale, the goal of the marketing technology is to help marketers to understand how best to get their messaging in front of consumers and do so at the right price and with ROI goals of the business, of the marketer's business in mind first and foremost.
And a couple of things spring to mind. Where are you getting your inventory from, and also how does a marketer access this technology platform? You know, is it a license that they buy? Is it like a self-service thing? How does it work?
Sure. So the inventory is primarily from vast environments that mirror in practice stock exchanges. So publishers and networks who are making inventory available to the market will allocate those advertising opportunities into exchanges, and those exchanges are operated by Google and Yahoo and Microsoft and dozens of other companies who have made a practice of inviting publishers to push their inventory into these massive auction environments. And the advantage for marketers in an auction environment is the ability precisely to understand the value of individual customers and therefore the price that they're willing to pay for those customers. So the relic media models of buying flat CPM or just broadly the concept of assigning a flat value to audiences in mass is no longer. The ability to understand that particular kinds of users on the internet are hold particular value for the business, and that value is less or more than other users translates directly into pricing strategy, and the mechanisms to put that pricing strategy into place are an auction. So that's the principal means by which marketers gain access to inventory today. In terms of how they do that from a commercial perspective, the relationship is a license-based relationship. So our customers take a license to the platform, and at Core, we show them how best to use the platform on behalf of their business goals.
Okay, so I would come to MediaMath to access this inventory across the web and across mobile and across social media, as opposed to going to a mobile ad network and using an online ad network to get my online advertising out there.
That's right. The typical use case is the advertiser's agency develops a practice, a discipline, and takes a license to the platform on behalf of their advertisers, and then accesses the world's auction media and other media across these discrete channels on behalf of their advertiser.
Okay, and just looking at the sort of genesis of this, did you start out as an online sort of advertising company, and then as mobile emerged and as socials emerged, you brought these into the equation, as it were?
Yeah, it's just remarkable to work in this business just over the last 6 years that MediaMath has been in operation. When we started our business, the media was really only display advertising, and the publishers who were participating in the auction environments I was describing didn't comprise all of the publishers, the major publishers in the world. So what we've seen is both an increase in the availability of both the display media, but certainly the most exciting advances is in this short speck of time. Social media, obviously, with the likes of Facebook and a billion users on that platform. Video, so pre-roll video available and rich media units available. And now, of course, mobile, comprising more and more time spent online and time spent interacting with information on the internet. So the business has grown in both breadth of offering in terms of channel and depth of offering within each one of those channels.
Okay, and what about beyond digital? You know, things like print, TV, out of home. Out of home is becoming increasingly digital. In fact, do you embrace those channels as yet?
Yes, certainly. I think with the core proposition that the trend is for marketers to standardize a place in which they have their customer information and have that information at the ready to communicate with customers across media channels, it is imperative that that MediaMath embrace more and more channels as they become available for targeting. And certainly, we see digital out of home, certainly we see connected TV. These emerging channels are emerging precisely because our lives are sort of becoming much more interconnected. TVs are connected to the internet in the ways that our desktops were 10 years ago. So it's certainly the goal of the company to continue its march toward creating a holistic operating system to enable marketers to connect to as many channels as are available to get their advertising in front of consumers on those channels.
And what about the idea of a typical consumer who, is going to use their mobile while they're out and about? They're going to come home. They're going to switch on their PC. They may have a tablet with them, and actually tracking that. You know, this is the same guy that was looking at our website on his mobile half an hour ago. He's now on the PC. Are you able to do that cross platform, cross device?
Yeah, it's a fascinating area of development in our space, and shortly we will be able to do that. The technology is rather new, but robust nonetheless. The principal mechanism of recognizing an anonymous consumer on the internet today is a cookie. I think we'll see soon that mechanism becomes outmoded in favor of much more reliable and scalable, and as you say, means to understand consumer behavior across channels, across all of the media channels that we make available in the system. So that's certainly an area to watch, and I think it will soon overtake current means of reckoning with data and reckoning with consumers online.
Okay, and just a thought, when you were talking earlier about using data as the sort of key to this, does that imply that the type of company, the type of brand that will get most out of your platform is a brand that has a lot of data on its customers? So, a financial services company, a telco, where there's a direct billing relationship, as opposed to, a consumer packaged goods brand where, there's a third-party retailer in between the customer and the brand?
Sure. We have thousands of brands running in the system today, each of which have different data about their consumers, not only how that data is constituted, but the volumes of data that they're able to bring to the system. It's certainly the case that with masses of information and masses of data in the system, the opportunities to target individuals become more robust and interesting. And it's moreover certainly, to your point, the case that major telcos, financial services, e-commerce type advertisers have a great deal more information about masses of consumers and therefore are able to make potentially more sophisticated decisions about how to message those users. But licensees of the system use the data that they have available to make the best possible decisions, and sometimes that's information about interaction with a Facebook page or interaction with a media unit, and that gives you an indication that users are within your target. So with that in mind, the way to go about accessing this media is really by starting with your goals as a business. What is it that you want to be doing, and how do you want to measure the impact of media on your business? And that's sort of the approach that we take to customers who use the system today.
Good stuff. And then just finally, Eric, just to give the listeners an idea of the scale of your operation. I mean, I get pitched from a lot of companies who claim to be, the next big thing in mobile. And I know you're beyond mobile, but how long have you been around? How many people are you? Offices, revenues? What can you tell us about all that side of things?
Sure. Well, as a founder, I'll say we've grown remarkably over the last 6 years, from somewhat humble beginnings in New York City to 8 offices around the world. So we have operations in Europe and in Asia, in Australia, in the United States and South America. We have now 330 people on staff, and our turnover is just around $300 million a year. So we've moreover been growing at about 125% a year since inception, and certainly don't see that abating. Rather, we see that accelerating. It's a really exciting time to be not only in this particular business, but in this sector right now.
Well, it's a much hyped term at the moment. Some people like it, some people hate it, this word omnichannel, but in the sense in which it gets away from a sort of siloed approach to different channels, I think it's got a lot of merit, and it certainly seems to be an area that that your platform is quite at home with.
We agree, David, absolutely. Very exciting times.
Good stuff. Eric, great to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed for your time.
Thank you so much, David.
Bye-bye.